PFS taking really flu and things like that to try to not have that happen. This is because of flu shots.
We have flu shots. We wash our hands as much as possible. We try not to cough on each other whenever possible. And when somebody starts coughing, we immediately eject them from the meeting room, you know. So what else can we do?
Going back to Joe, now that you've had a year, how has the relationship between him and Coach Caldwell grown? And do you see any differences since Coach Caldwell has become the offensive coordinator in Joe?
Well, you know, that's probably a good question for Joe, you know, and for Jim. But what I see is I see two guys that really, really – they work really well together. You know, they've got temperaments that are very similar. Jim's a great football coach. He's a no-nonsense coach. He gets right to it, and Joe appreciates that. You know, Joe's a, you know, kind of a thinker that goes from, you know, tell it to me straight and let's go, let's move, you know, and those guys both think alike, so I think that works well.
John, you come from a special teams background. I know you clearly think different than we do in the media and as fans do, but as that game unfolds and the two special teams touchdowns that were given up, then at your end of the game and you're sitting there watching a game-winning field goal happen again, is there any way in your head that you weren't thinking, oh, my God, I'm here again a year later?
Oh, with the field goal?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't think about that. That really was not what through my mind. I didn't think about that comparison. I thought about the field and whether he was going to have his footing. I thought about trying to get the ball to the middle of the field if we could, trying to get a few more yards, you know, get a little bit closer. I don't think there's been a field goal that long in the postseason that's been a game-winner. I think I saw that somewhere. I didn't know that. But we had a lot of confidence in Tuck and really the whole operation. We'd had some issues in protection going into that. You know, they slipped through there a couple times and got some hands in front of some balls, so we were concerned about that. And I just wanted to get close to Ray Rice because, you know, he's a good luck charm. That was the key, I think. It's like that commercial. Isn't there a commercial like that? It works.
Surprise you how high it's been around the league, not just with you Saturday, but around the league?
I don't know. It's been high. You know, it's been high. But, you know, you get to this level. There's so many playmakers in this league. You have to make plays in the playoffs. I'm really proud of our guys making plays. You know, our quarterback, our defensive players, wide receivers. We've made some really great catches. Our offensive line, you know, to protect the way they did, that was pretty impressive. So guys making plays.
2 years in a row, you and your brother are both in the championship game. What does it say about your family's coaching DNA to get back-to-back championship games, you and Jim?
Haven't taken a DNA sample lately, Sal, but it's a pretty cool thing, you know, and very proud of Jim. We've had a couple conversations since. It's probably been more football than that, you know, but it'll be a pretty cool day.
Have you guys talked about the Niners-Patriots game where they went up there and beat them?
We have a little bit, you know, and we probably will some more.
What do you say?
I can't tell you. He said, you know, he has respect. He has so much respect for them, you know, and in all honesty, there's really – what is there to say? There's nothing really that they have that we don't have. You know, we end up talking and we know we say the same things to each other, so there's no revelations there. But, you know, tough place to play, great team. You know, you get a lead, it's going to be tough to hold on to it. I think we might have mentioned that once or twice, so we hope we can get a lead.
John, your team's been overlooked quite a bit and going into Foxborough this week. They're 9.5-point favorite.
I don't care. You know, it's not important. It really isn't. You know, it's that stuff's not important to us. You know, we're not placing any bets, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah, pretty much every game is decided in trenches and then by guys making plays, those two things. So whoever wins the trenches is going to have a great chance to win the game.
John, you said earlier that a lot has changed with just the instant.
You know, everybody evolves and grows as a team. You know, there's players are hurt, players are back, schemes change. This is a team that changes a lot. You know, they're kind of like a chameleon. You know, you never really know schematically what they're going to come out and do. That's been a trademark of Coach Belichick's for as long as he's been coaching. He does a great job with that because he schemes the next game. And that's something that I think is something that lends to their success.
Coach, has it surprised you that somebody like Justin Tucker, an undrafted rookie, has come in with as much confidence as he has?
I'm just glad he has. You know, he's a confident guy, and he's got good reason to be confident. You know, he works really hard at what he does, and he's got a lot of talent. And he's always a guy looking at the next challenge.
John, I know you talked about the conditioning of your players, but The defense has been on the field, I think, for about 90 snaps each of the past games. And given how much the Patriots like to attack, I mean, do you think they're going to try to take advantage with their up-tempo and really try to run your guys ragged?
It's been good practice for us then, hasn't it? You know, so we're prepared.
Charles Suggs had 2 sacks yesterday. Just what do you think of his game, and do you see him kind of getting stronger as the playoffs go on?
Well, I'm a big Terrell Suggs fan. I mean, I'm an admirer of his, in all honesty. He's a great leader. He's a great player. He's playing through something that most guys wouldn't play through. And, yeah, he's getting better. You know, you're exactly right. He's improving every single week. So, you know, hope that continues. What do we see from him?
Yeah, I know. But what he said earlier in the game, just that he thought that was one of Terrell's top performances of the year.
Well, same thing you guys saw. I mean, he was physical with the run. He really pressed the pocket off the edge, squeezed the pocket. I thought all of our guys did a good job of constricting the pocket, you know, and that's something you have to do. We're going to have to do it this week. I mean, with Tom Brady, you can't give him a lot of throwing lanes. That's going to be important.